Blessed art thou, Son of David. Yeah. Blessed art thou, Root of Jesse. You are eminently glorious, immaculate.
Mighty Father, we thank you, we honor you, we worship you for your mercy, for your grace, for your love. Thank you for you are God, you are not a man. Your glory, you will never share with any graven image. We honor you. We bow before you. We say you are the Lord and that is your name. Oh, your glory is forevermore over our life. For your mercy that endures forever. If not for your mercy, if not for your grace, where will I be today? Where will we be today? It has been by your mercy. It has been by your grace. Oh Lord, we honor you. We bless you. We bow down before you and we honor you, Lord. We exalt you. We return all glory unto you. Father, oh, you are the Lord and master over our season. We honor you. And this morning, we are before you. We ask, oh Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 17th of December, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his grace over your life. I want you to honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day in the name of Jesus. Declare by the word of the Lord that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my provider. The Lord is my supplier. The Lord is my protector. The Lord is my shield. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve me. The Lord preserve my going out and my coming in. It is the Lord that orders my step in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord order my step in the name of Jesus. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. Therefore, I declare I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into any evil plan of the enemy concerning my day. In the name of Jesus, I take charge over this day. I take authority over this day in the name of Jesus. I take prophetic stand over this day. I prophesy the blessings of the Lord upon me. I prophesy the favor of the Lord upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every devices of the enemy over me. Devices of the wicked over me will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, every advancement of the enemy in this day is stopped over my life. In the name of Jesus, the scripture says, no weapon that is put together against me shall prosper. The weapon of the enemy in this day will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, every evil word that is spoken into this day, you will not prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, Father, you will disappoint the enterprise of the wicked over my day. In the name of Jesus, the devices of the enemy will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, oh, the scripture says the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. Today, I declare that I receive angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. I am under the cover of the Almighty. I am under the shadow of the Almighty in the name of Jesus. Therefore, no evil will befall me. No evil will come near my dwelling in the name of Jesus. I declare today that the blessings of the Lord is my portion. The favor of the Lord is my portion. The light of God shine upon me in the name of Jesus. My path is not in the path of darkness. I do not walk in the darkness of the day, but the light of God that is upon me, that is within me, shine in the name of Jesus. The light that shines in darkness and darkness cannot comprehend. The light of God shine upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that the blood of Jesus is my covering in the name of Jesus. Oh, the mark of the Lord Jesus is upon me in the name of Jesus. For he has said concerning me, as I go from one place to another, from one kingdom to another kingdom. He suffered no man to do me evil. He reproved kings because of me. And he's saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. The anointing of the Lord is upon me, for he has poured his anointing upon me and my cup runs over. Oh, therefore I declare surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord are my heritage today. They are my portion today and all the days of my life. And as I go this day, I carry the presence of the Lord. I carry the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I therefore declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to quickly pray for Nigeria. I want us to lift up our voice and remember Nigeria in our prayer in just a few seconds. Lift up your voice and ask for the mercy of the Lord on this nation. Pray to the Lord, Father, have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, do not be silenced concerning this nation in the name of Jesus. We ask for your mercy, Lord, that you would disappoint the enterprise of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that in their dealings of their wickedness, they will no longer prosper in that which they plan to do. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will disappoint their enterprise. Their devices will begin to frustrate them. Lord, you will expose them in the name of Jesus, that their shame and their disgrace will be made known unto the whole world. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask, O Lord, that you arise and fight for the cause of the righteous. Rise up, O Lord, and fight for the cause of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Dearly beloved, yes, tomorrow is the program. The program we've been announcing, that we've been talking about. Yes, tomorrow is the program. Our Ebenezer Praise. This is going to be the first edition ever. We are trusting the grace of God to be poured out unto you as you come before the Lord, singing, appreciating him for 2025. He is the Lord God, your Ebenezer. He is your stone of help. If you look back from the first day of this year to this very moment, it has been God, not by power, not by knowledge, not by your word, not by your prayer, not by your fasting, but by the mercy of the Lord. So people of God, let us come together and bless the name of the Lord. Tomorrow, Thursday, 18th of December, we are starting by 12 noon at Ulua Damilare Garden. That is beside National Open University. National Open University is right behind Tafo Arena at Yokodo Junction, Songo, Eleyeli Road, Ibadan, in Oyo State here. The Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. Remember, the program is starting by 12. We don't do any time that they talk about outside there. It is 12. We are starting. Come, let us bless the Lord and let's commit ourselves into the hands of our stone of help for the year 2026. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Today, by the grace of God, I want you to open your scripture with me to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 53. We are going to read verse 4 and verse 5. I want to show you something. One of the gifts that the good shepherd, remember our anchor scripture for this month of December, is in the book of Psalm 23 from verse 1 to verse 6, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So, in this Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4 and verse 5, you see one of the gifts that the good shepherd has given unto you. Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5, surely he has bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Oh, the good shepherd, my Lord and my Savior, my Lord, my God, Jesus Christ, gave up his body to be beaten, to be bruised, all because of me, all because of you, to redeem you from the valley of the shadow of death, to redeem you from the powers of darkness, from the jaws of destruction, from the power of death and his sting. He gave up his body to be beaten and to be bruised. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, all because of me he did that. Colossians 1:13, and because of what he has done, he has delivered me from the powers of darkness and conveyed me into the kingdom of the Son of His love. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. He did this by giving up Himself, yielding up Himself as the shepherd of my life, to redeem me from the jaws of darkness, from the jaw of destruction, to take away my grief and my pain, to take away that depression and condemnation, to take away my past from haunting me, for me to be redeemed and translated into the marvelous kingdom of the Son of God. Beloved, let me tell you this, if you don't know, the good shepherd that I'm talking about, that sorrow that you still carried around is no longer yours. It's a yoke. It's a burden. Beloved, trade it at the feet of the cross this morning. That affliction, that addiction that you are battling with is no longer yours to carry. It's a bondage. It's a spirit of bondage that has been leading your life to fear. Trade it at the feet of the cross. Put it down. Lay it down at the feet of His cross. Remember in Romans chapter 8 verse 15, He has said this to you, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. It is no longer yours to carry the bondage of sin, the bondage of that affliction, bondage of depression, that bondage of addiction is no longer yours to carry. Why don't you trade it at the feet of the cross? He has paid for it all. He has paid for it all. Christ has paid the bill for your infirmity. He has paid the bill for your sicknesses and diseases. He has paid the bill for the oppression of the enemy over your life. He has paid it all. Why don't you walk into the healing that He has given to you? Because He's the good shepherd. Psalm 23 verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. He has prepared a table of His provision, and in His provision, it's a complete package. Just like the gift that we are gifting to ourselves now, it's like an hamper, but this is a complete package. It's a complete provision. It's like a buffet. Everything is included and is right there on His table. It's just for you to reach out your hand and grab it and take it to yourself. He has anointed your head with oil, not just any oil, with the oil of healing, with the oil of gladness, with the oil of exaltation, with the oil of breakthrough. Not just that, that oil goes over your head from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And not just that, your cup that is empty, the Lord has filled it up with His wine, with His water of life. So you are no longer going to be thirsty. Why don't you reach out your hand this morning, dearly beloved, and claim it to yourself? He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace is laid upon Him, and by the stripes of my Lord Jesus, I am healed. I stretch out the hand of the Lord upon you right there where you are. In the name of Jesus, I command that the healing of the Lord take place in your body right now. You are healed in the name of Jesus. The yoke of affliction is broken. That yoke of infirmity, diseases is broken. That yoke of death that is upon you is broken. The bondage of fear of death, fear of diseases, fear of infirmity is broken away from you. I say it again, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Whatever reports that you are given, that report is not yours. You are not going to die, you will live. You are not just going to live and spend your days in sickness and regret. No, you are going to live to declare the goodness, to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. As you step out today, I want you to go with the consciousness that the Lord Jesus is coming back. The Lord is coming again. Prepare yourself for His coming. Remember, He has paid it all. All He did was because of you. So accept Him into your life and walk according to His word. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I command you, I can pull off the fight, I can pull off the